Excuse me.
Those are different.
Yes, a wood tick is sort of a cinnamon brown with white spots and a it's round circle with just the little head and the little feet. And the sheep tick is more brown and the head and then sort of a neck and then the body. But they'll, if the right one bites you, you can get tick fever from either one.
Is that like Rocky Mountain fever? Is mm-hmm. that the same thing?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Which would you call it?
I'd probably call it tick fever.
Can I get you to say the other?
Rocky Mountain fever. Spotted fever. Rocky Mountain spotted fever.
And those are all the same thing?
Yes.
Okay.
Although there are a couple of kinds of...
Well, we used to just know tick fever.
Tick fever. Yeah, they say there's a couple kinds of it now.
We used to give you a vaccine for it, but you don't anymore.
What, some other type of insects, what are these that...
Millers?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, I hate those millers.
What's the different name for miller?
Caterpillar? I mean, moth. But a moth is orangish colored, and these old millers we have are black, sort of a blackish gray. And they're sort of... They have fuzz that if you strike them, this stuff will come off.
Dust.
And a moth, dust, and a moth usually doesn't.
So you have one moth and two...
Millers.
Mm-hmm. But of moth.
Two moths?
Yeah. There we go. What about stinging insects besides the
Well,
tip?
We have the bean, the bees and the hornets and the wasps.
If you just had one of those last ones you said?
Wasp.
Okay. What about, do you have things like chiggers?
No, we don't have any chiggers. They're in Oklahoma, I guess.
And what about these bugs that fly around that make light?
Oh, lightning bugs. Oh, we have flying ants, too. Once a year we have these red ants, flying ants, and boy, they're the bunk.
What about this, there's a larger type insect that has four see-through wings.
Dragonfly?
Yeah.
Oh, we have dragonflies. We have blue ones and brown ones.
And that's what you'd call it, would be a...
Dragonfly.
Okay. What about these animals that, or the birds that eat insects out of the sides of trees?
Oh, woodpecker. Once in a while you'll see a woodpecker. We have swallows down on the creek. Too. I forgot to name.
Oh,
swallow.
And you mentioned, what was the name of this? It wasn't the sage hen or the prairie hen, the other animal that you had given a name to?
Bee bird?
The ones that are supposed to be wise?
Owl.
Uh-huh. And two of those would be?
Two owls.
Are there different types of owls?
Yes, there's horned owls and the
A prairie owl.
A prairie owl, and I think there's a brown owl. I don't know.
The prairie owl, he'd sit there in the badger hole.
Oh, yes. The little ones.
His head looked like it comes all the way around, but he turns it back so fast it looks that way.
But they're little guys, aren't they?
That's the prairie owl.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And we have eagles. We have the bald eagle and the black eagle and the gold.
The buzzard.
And the buzzard. And the hawk.
Red, yeah.
Chicken hawks.
What about, you mentioned most of the local birds. When you go fishing, sometimes you stop by the roadside and you buy maybe a couple of dozens of these to put on the hooks.
Worms.
Are there different types?
Yeah, there's earthworms and night crawlers.
What's the difference between those two?
Well, the earthworm is the good worm that loosens the soil and... The night crawler loosens it, but he's the bigger of the two, and then he makes this little hump for his little house or whatever.
Okay. What are some types of local fish that you might catch?